I'm here with Tom Clark, one of the Guardian's leader writers. Where are we up to in these local elections now, Tom?
Well, these are the elections that keep giving, if you like this kind of thing, because we are about halfway through the results in England and Wales, where it looks like the coalition's doing very badly and Labour's doing quite well. But we've got results still to come, because ballot boxes have only just opened in Scotland and in London, where we think the story might be quite different in both cases.
What can we say so far about the positions of the parties?
Well, as we speak, the Labour Party has gained something approaching 500 seats, and about two-thirds of the votes have so far been counted. So they're broadly on track for what outside experts have said is a good benchmark for them, which is to make 700 gains over the course of the evening. Last year, Labour did reasonably well. It made a few gains, mostly, of course, at the expense of the Lib Dems. The big difference this year is that the pain on the coalition side is being split very evenly between the two sides. The Conservatives, in fact, have lost about, as we speak, 280 or so seats. The Liberal Democrats, about 130, which, when you consider that the Conservatives are obviously the bigger of the two parties, they're both taking that pain in equal measure.
William Hague said this morning that unless Labour get 40%, they can't really call this a success. The BBC are estimating a national vote share of, I think, 39% to Labour and something like 31% to the Tories, which seems to me like it would produce a strong Labour majority if it was reproduced at the general election. What do you think about that?
Well, I think it's all in the interpretation. I mean, it's not true. It's often said that you need to be on 40% to win a general election. That's not strictly true. The Conservatives won, depending on whether you're talking about the UK, including Northern Ireland or GB, 36 or 37% at the general election. And, of course, that was enough to get David Cameron into Downing Street. And the system tends to be still, even with controversial changes going through, a little bit more favourable to Labour. So I think Labour could probably win a general election if it were held today on these numbers. The challenge for them is, of course, that things do change between mid-term and full-term of a parliament. Sometimes people rally back. For example, there's a large number of right-wingers who voted for UKIP tonight. Now, faced with a general election choice between David Cameron and Ed Miliband, many of them might find went home to the Conservatives, and so the gap would be narrower. And so to be really comfortable, like Tony Blair was in 1995, 1996, ahead of his crushing election victory, of course Labour want to be doing better still, but I think you can certainly say that Ed Miliband's doing enough, so he doesn't look like Michael Foot did in 1982 when he was losing by-elections, and he doesn't actually look like William Hague himself did in 1999, where he really can't get very far ahead of Labour. Labour's gaining more now mid-term than William Hague did. So I think you can say Miliband doesn't look like a kind of outright loser, but the big question is whether he's someone who can make incremental advances like Neil Kinnock did in the 1980s, but not big enough advances to win. And that is still to play for.
Even a couple of months ago, people were still talking about that Ed Miliband might face a leadership challenge. Since the budget and perhaps today's results, that seems to be not a very likely outcome. What do you think of that?
I mean, it's hard to know. The result we're expecting later, of course, we don't know any of the results from London yet, but could be that Boris Johnson will win, and people will say, how did Labour lose the capital, which should be a Labour city, particularly when the Conservative government's unpopular. I think you could still say that's when people will start saying he's not doing quite well enough, but I think he's doing well enough so that he won't be challenged. Labour's got a long tradition of not being very ruthless towards its leaders. Ed Miliband's turning in some really quite good results across England and Wales, and I think crucially for him, that London result, if indeed Ken Livingstone does lose, a lot of people will sort of be blaming it on retread Ken. You know, he's been the candidate four times in a row, it'll be the second time he'd lost, if we get that result, and I should stress we really don't have any results at all from London yet. And so I think that'll be discounted, and I think Ed Miliband's looking relatively safe for the next year or so, yeah.
Tom Clark, thank you very much.